For our meditation this morning, if you would turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 6, I'll be reading chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. Hear the word of God. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Father, may your word be the joy and delight of our heart. Teach us now, we pray. May we come to your table with a right heart, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I believe this will be the last of the series on blessings that began, I don't know, I can't remember exactly, but this is the 15th one, I think, on blessings in order to prepare us to partake of the table of the Lord. It's been a great joy for me, and this is an appropriate one to end on, this blessing, being an appropriate one to start with, too, or to say at any time. This congregation hears this blessing from your elders often as the final benediction after the sermon is preached at the end of our formal worship. And then we go out and serve our King. And I suppose 90% of the time, this is the blessing we bring to you all. And it is appropriate, and more than appropriate, that the priests should bless the people of God in this way, and that we're commanded to do this. And we have seen since last June, off and on, there are many blessings in the Scripture possible for your elders to pray for you. But this is part of our office. It's part of the blessing of our office to do this in His name and with our hands raised out to you. We are blessing you. We are bringing that blessing to you. In Luke 24, we are told that the Lord, at His ascension, it said He led out His disciples, and it says, as far as Bethany, and He lifted up His hands and blessed them, it says. He pronounced a blessing upon them with His hands raised. Now in our text here, in Numbers 6, verse 22, it says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel." Very specifically, as a command. So Moses tell Aaron and his sons, the priests, to do bless the people, bless my people this way. So Moses was told, tell Aaron and his sons, this is a priestly duty to bless the children of Israel. And we love giving blessings to you and for you. Phil and Rodney and I love doing this. At the beginning and at the end of the service, other times, Deuteronomy 21 says, "Then the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near to the Lord, for the Lord your God has chosen them to minister," in other words, to serve. We are rejoiced that we can serve in this way, to serve the Lord and to bless in the name of the Lord. And so part of our serving the Lord is to bless in the name of the Lord, to bless you. And we are so thankful that you understand what this means. You understand that these are from the Lord through your elders to you, and you receive it with open hearts, and many with open hands in this manner. These are not, as I shared, I'm pretty sure I shared at the beginning of this series some 8 months ago, these blessings are not, they don't have power because of formality, but because it is the Word of God. It's the Word of God, which our Father in heaven has enjoined for us to give to you. And so we all here, we all must understand the meaning of these blessings. Even if we say them often, there's a possibility that it becomes rote. And I greatly enjoyed doing this series, as I said, because I've seen again the joy of the Lord, and I've seen again how He loves His people. He loves to bless His people. He's a gracious and heavenly Father. And He's given us, given me the blessing of blessing you. And I rejoice in that. Now I know this congregation has heard this brief explanations of the Aaronic blessing, which is what this is called, the Aaronic blessing here, and a number of times, especially at several of our weddings. But it's been a while, so I'd like to conclude this series by highlighting very basically a few of what this means again. When we pronounce this blessing. And I would not want this ever to become a formality where we do not praise God for what it means to us. In other words, we are engaged mentally and we think about, what does this blessing mean that I am receiving in real life as you walk with the Lord? There's an impact of this blessing. And because the Lord said, so they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. We are more than just repeating these words, brothers and sisters. We must be kept here from doing this in a rote manner, or receiving it in a rote manner. And in this, we are reminding you. This is a reminder of the claim of the Lord upon you, his claim upon you as his people, upon each individual here, really, and upon this congregation also. Matthew Henry said this. He said, we may take the blessing to ourselves as if our names were inserted here. It can be that near to you, that individual. And we are reminding you again whose you are. We are reminding you whose you are and how much he loves you and that he has called you. He has claimed you. He loves his people so much that he demonstrated his love for you. He sacrificed his son for you. And he continues to bless us. He's continually blessing us through our Lord Jesus Christ. This blessing is powerful in him. All blessings are powerful in him. All the promises of God have their yes in him. These are basically, there are three parts to this. So let's just look at this briefly, and then I will bless you. Some time ago I shared this blessing, by the way. There are three parts, as I mentioned, where the Lord or Jehovah is spoken. In 2 Corinthians 13, it says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. It's a Trinitarian blessing. This is a Trinitarian blessing. First of all, it says the Lord, or Jehovah, bless you and keep you. In other words, may he prosper you in every way. It's similar to the prayer in 3 John, that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. So I'll be saying, I'll be blessing you, I'll be praying that the Lord would prosper you physically and in every way. And the second part of that is, it says, keep you, may he keep you. The keep there has the meaning of protect. May he protect you from evil and the evil one, as we have just prayed together. May he put a hedge of protection around you. May he keep you safe, in other words. And then secondly, Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Matthew Henry said it, that it's like alluding to the shining of the sun upon the earth to enlighten and comfort it and to renew the face of it. So think of that. The sun is shining on the earth. This is the picture he is trying to convey. And it enlightens the earth and it renews the face of the earth. It renews us also. His face renews us. May you be renewed, in other words, by his countenance upon you. May you be renewed by the presence and the power of his love to you. This is like saying this part of the blessing this way. The Lord love you and cause you to know he loves you, and that his face is turned towards you. May you know that. And so the third part, Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you. May he look upon you with favor. Matthew Henry said, it's like the smiles of a parent upon his child. May he look on you that way. May you know he is looking on you that way. And this is the assurance that we can have of his special favor upon us and his acceptance of us in the Lord Jesus Christ. The assurance that he will continue to be gracious to us. And then finally it says, and give you peace. This is his peace, his shalom, his complete happiness and wholeness upon you, his peace. And so Phil may say this again. I didn't ask him if he's going to conclude this today, but I will bless you now as we come to the table of the Lord, where we are strengthened by the grace of the Lord. And so as you come to this table, to be refreshed and to be renewed by his presence, by his countenance, receive this blessing by faith, brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord bless you and keep you. May he prosper and protect you, dear people. Lord, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May you know the renewing power of his eternal love and his eternal grace to you. Lord, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May you rejoice in his favor, and may you rest fully in his peace. All of this in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. The Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we do rejoice in your abundant blessings to us and upon us through our King and through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us to know what this blessing means and to see and to experience the power of it as we renew covenant with you at your table now. Oh Lord, we come now in faith, believing that you will bless us and you will renew us by your grace. And we thank you for this blessing and for life in you through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we praise you in his precious name. Amen.